Well, the wrecks of the Spanish Armada were discovered at Estrella in 1985, so that's 40 years ago. And I suppose we decided to pull this exhibition together to show the entire photo bank, really, taken by Stephen Birch and the dive team. So those photos are being displayed publicly for the very first time at City Hall this week and next week. And then, of course, in 2015, the shipwrecks reappeared. And, well, one of those shipwrecks reappeared, the Juliana. And again, we have all of the amazing photography of that mission as well. And along with that, we have the underwater archaeology video footage taken. So when people come to City Hall, the first thing they'll hear is the sound of the dive team breathing through their breathing apparatus on the seabed, recording cannons, gun carriage wheels, cannonballs strewn all over the seabed in barely 10 meters of water. I mean, it's just stunning footage. So I would say, like, anybody with even a passing interest in history to come to City Hall to visit the Armada exhibition. It's completely free, and it really underlines the incredible history we have on our doorstep.
And just one more question for you, Micheál. You mentioned there they hear the breathing apparatus as soon as they enter City Hall for the exhibition. I mean, that's a very immersive experience, isn't it?
In every way it is, yeah. So, I mean, look, it's just, I suppose it's a unique story. This is what we keep telling people. You know, there are three shipwrecks at Estrella. Only six shipwrecks from the Spanish Armada have ever been formally identified anywhere in Ireland, and we have three of them in Estrella. And we have the incredible testimonial written by Francisco de Cuellar at the time, which we used in more recent times to make a docudrama about his life. It's a very unusual story, a very unusual part of Irish and Spanish history, but it's a reason people who travel to Sligo or come along the Wild Atlantic Way are known as the culturally curious, a lot of them. And what is more culturally curious than this story? We need to, I suppose, grab it with both hands, promote it as well as we can, and make sure that every tourist, as well as every local person in Sligo, knows about the Armada story.